Amen. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to welcome, what's your names again? Herman and Yolanda. I think most know them, but if you don't, they were on eldership with us for a number of years, and going back to the old country, we were in leadership there in the church together, and God spoke to them as he spoke to us about coming to plant this church. And they're, I think, one of the first couples that came rushing up and said, you know, we really feel God's called us to go, be part of it. And I still was kind of in shock. I don't even know if I'm going yet, but that's good. Then God must be in it. But they were on eldership here. And then 2 years ago, is it already 2 years, that we sent our best.
Amen.
And they went down to that poor, tired, sad area of Abbotsford over there in BC, where the grass is still green, but we still love them, and they have been part of the church there, and it's an amazing miracle story. But I've asked them to come and take as much time as they want, preach, share, and I will finish it. But I just want you to come, please, however you want to do it, and share your story, what God's doing, and we bless you guys, and it's good to have you. My wife told me you're coming, and the first time I heard it, your flight was going to be going back before Sunday service. And then she told me that it all got changed. But I'm glad you're here. And I'm sorry for putting you on the spot so short notice. But I know you have lots to say. So bless you.
Always got to be ready with a word, right? Yeah. Wow. It is a real privilege to be here today. And it's good to see new faces. Hallelujah. If I don't know you, this is a good church. You should stay. We always tell people that got to enjoy life if they ever have to stay in Edmonton. We love this church. It's very dear to our hearts. Sometimes you see people leave the church and it's just like an honoring cover up. Yeah, we love you. Okay, good. We did not flee. We would have preferred to stay. Probably would have been easier. But the Lord had other plans, and I was just, we were coming here, I had coffee with Helen on Friday, and so, of course, warm welcome to snowy weather, and I told her, I'm like, I can't even take a full breath, like, I'm standing outside, it's like my lungs has acclimatized to BC, I can't even breathe here anymore, so where you are planted, there you will be. So it's just crazy to me how quickly your life adjusts, and it's good. If you're planted here, you can take a deep breath, give it your all, give it to Jesus. So yeah, it is a real privilege to be here. It's good to see your faces. We love Len and Laurie. They are great people, great leaders. I do have to say that Leonard was always known as the hammer in South Africa. And now Herman is the velvet hammer. I was like, the velvet hammer? So it's very comical to me how God uses the roots and the things of all the places. So we are at a church called Lifespring Church. And we are both on staff there. Herman works full-time for an engineering job in Edmonton. So that's great. So they paid for us to come. And there's still strong ties to Edmonton. So it's very great. And I'm the children's pastor, believe it or not. And we are also called pastors now, which is like, what is this? No, I'm not your pastor. Just I'm your friend. So it's, yeah, very different. We are loving it. We have amazing leaders and friends there. God has been faithful. We bought a house, which was a massive miracle. The houses in BC are like times two, three what it cost here. And the Lord has just been so faithful. So thank you for all of you pouring into our lives. We think of you often. When I saw Maria there, I just about bawled my eyes out. And it is good to see you guys. And be faithful in the Lord. I see lots of change, like people having babies again. There's something in the water here. So, but then there's other things that are the same. People still struggling with things, people still battling. And I just want to encourage you to be strong in the faith and keep going. And the Lord is good. He's a good Father. And there are seasons, but He is good always, always.
That's very good. That's awesome. It is quite a joy to be here. And it's also emotional. And I don't know why. Because I think a lot of the time we make a sacrifice and God stirs something and you're just like, I feel I need to be obedient here. And you take a step, right, of faith. You take a step forward and you trust that God will know what He's doing, even though I'm not sure what I'm doing. And being for 2 years in Abbotsford, I'm a guy that would just pretend I never was in Edmonton, right? You just kind of push those feelings and those memories a little bit to the side because you don't want to miss it too much, right? And you don't want to think about it all the time, about what was and what could have been or where you were at. And coming back, it sort of forces you just like, hey, this is where you were at, right? And you realize the price, exactly, that you pay sometimes for just saying yes to God. And once I'm done the sentence, the tears will stop, I know. But it matters that we can even be vulnerable in front of people to just say, man, it cost us something to leave. And it's you guys, right? It's our friends. It's our family that we built here for 10 years. And I want to share a little bit about a testimony, and I hope that it would trigger something in your hearts today, because when I was a young man or setting out at university and meeting my future wife, I would have never thought that I'd live in Abbotsford, BC, and be part of a church and serve there. That would never have crossed my mind. And just like a church like this, we would hear testimonies and stories about how God would grab a hold of somebody and He would show them a way. He would invite them. And it's just like those fishermen out there, and Jesus reveals Himself to them. And there's something that changes in their hearts. And Jesus says, come and follow me. You're fishing for fish now, but I want to make you a fisher of men. And I don't think there's any bigger purpose we can have on earth than to become fishers of men. If you're still not sure if that's you, I'm telling you that's you. You have been called to be a fisher of men. And you can have the choice. You have the choice to either step out of that boat and leave everything behind that you think is so amazing, your little clapped out boat with the 10 fish you catch a day, or you go and follow Jesus and you have no idea where your next meal is coming from or where you're going to sleep tonight. And today is the 24th of November, and me and my wife are married 17 years. So just that is a testimony of how God has decided, Herman, you need this kind of wife, and Yulani, you need this kind of husband. And the amazing thing is, even just meeting Yulani, her parents at that time were visiting 3CI in Pretoria. My sister was kind of visiting 3CI. And 3CI is the church where we met these guys, Leonard and Laurie, Russell and Helen. And they encouraged us. Her parents like, come, it's a good church. Come to 3CI. We showed up there. We started visiting. Her parents left. And we felt this is truly home. And out of a connection, out of a decision, I felt where God has just said, Herman, this is your wife. Now go and settle your stuff. You're not a young man anymore. I want you to marry this woman and stop messing around and get a grip on your life. And it's like, okay, Lord, here we go. Step one, I'm going to have one wife. And that's a good thing. And that's a wonderful thing that God's called me. But then there's a church. Then you see leaders. Then you see a church plant to Edmonton. And next thing you know, 17 years later, you end up in BC, in a church where God is moving and God is stirring things and God is healing and God is saving and setting us up to serve this nation of Canada. And it is a simple step of us just saying, yes, Lord, I want to follow you. So that is just how amazing God calls us and He equips us and He gives us enough faith to sometimes just take that first step, just to get out of the boat and leave it behind and start taking a step after Jesus. So what does that feel like? It is really tough sometimes, right? And when we got to Edmonton, I feel like the move from South Africa to Edmonton, it was good. And we made friends and we had some good connections here and it was exciting and we didn't have kids yet. And we got jobs and God provided for us within a week landing here. We got jobs in engineering and it's just, we thought we would maybe be driving a bus or cleaning a furnace or whatever. And God made a way in that. And when we felt this call, so Brian and Deanne, they lead the church in Abbotsford there. And when they phoned and we were looking at our lives, and we was like, Lord, is this what the next step is? All we had was this conviction that we truly believe God is gonna show us the next way, the next season. And even though we're leaving the comfort, we're leaving the familiarity, we're leaving what we love, and it's a sacrifice. We felt that God is gonna still provide and be with us and walk with us. And we were singing the song. We started the song this morning about sometimes we gotta just praise God from the lion's den. And this last few years for me, it's been so interesting how you hear God, you step out in faith, you obey, and then you still feel there's a lot of things against you. And there's a lot of situations about your home and your rent, about your job and getting new work, about the church and the changes and the people and misunderstandings. And you're all of a sudden, but Lord, is this not what you've asked me to do? Right? And I wasn't in a lion's den and my life was not threatened. But for a moment, you're thinking, is this really what God wanted me to do? And I'm telling you that I don't think there's one person in the history of the world who heard God and obeyed and exactly it went to plan the way he thought it would. I don't think that exists, right? So when we actually take that step and we say, yes, Lord, I'm going to trust you, I guarantee it will not work out the way you thought. And I almost feel like most of the time it takes way longer than what we hoped and anticipated, right? And here's the funny thing. We land in LifeSpring Church, and we're there with the first Sunday, and we start meeting people, and we see a great church and healthy singing, and you kind of wonder, what are we doing here again? And there's joy and there's strength. And I get on the worship team, and the guys are excited, and we start singing. You slowly start to get to know which harmonies work and which don't, and which people you want in your in-ears and who you don't, and which drummer gets the beat and which drummer don't, right? But all of those little details matter when you're leading worship and when you're trying to bring a team together and praise the Lord. And it was a few months in, maybe 3-4 months in, and man, we have a band practice, and it just settles, right? And there's an acceptance on their end, there's an acceptance on my end, and I feel, God, you've been faithful, this is sweet. And we have a worship Sunday, man, okay, thank you, Lord. And then we get news, we're gonna bring another church into this equation. There's a church called Hill City, and God has spoken to their pastor, Mitch and Barney Burrows. He's spoken to our leader, Brian and Deanne Davis, and God is feeling that there should be an amalgamation, there should be a coming together. And this changes everything, right? And as we step into, they had a bigger facility with a school, and as we step into that, everything is different. And the amount of effort, the amount of relationships, the amount of all that you've poured into this new church now almost gets reset back to zero, and you start the whole thing over again with a mix of people, with a mix of musicians, with a mix of sound, with a mix of building, with a mix of school and principals, and which exit and which not, and where's the in-ears, and where's the... And it's... Everybody is now in chaos again, and I feel, oh, Lord, can we just stop with a change here? I felt like I... you win one, take one step forward, then you take three steps back. And shortly after we moved into our house, the homeowner said, well, we're selling. Sure, you've been in this house 2 months, but we got to sell, so maybe think of getting a new place. And Jesus, I don't understand. What is the purpose here? And God led us through it all. And I don't think for one moment God asked me, God asked us, that you need to produce this solution. You need to make this sound. You need to put this team together. But he did ask me to keep on praising. He did ask me to keep on having gratitude. He did ask me to keep on showing my family what it is to serve God, showing our kids. And we've had an amazing time sit down with our kids, and we explained to them, hey, guys, we heard some really bad news that the landlord wants to sell this house. And I know we just unpacked the boxes, and I know the school is walking distance away, and you just settled with your new friends in class, but guess what? We don't know what the next 6 months will look like. And you could see them, they just, I don't want to go back. I don't want to, what does this mean? It's like, I don't know, but here's what we think we got to do. We're going to start praying, we're going to start trusting God, and we're going to start seeing what's our options here. And I'm thinking in my own head, man, it would be crazy if God just allows us to buy this house, right? We've already moved in. But it's not in our price range. This is not something that we can afford. And we have a young adults group that Friday, and I'm a bit down. I'm just sharing, guys, this is a hard one for me. And for me, having a house was it's a big deal. I'm 38 now. I've owned houses in South Africa. Back then, I was 38, you know. I've owned houses in South Africa, in Edmonton, and now I'm becoming this traveler, I don't know, this guy who doesn't even know where he's going to live in 6 months. It's like, we're not moving forward here, Lord. And we're standing with the young adults in our room, and this one young guy, and he's just like, I have faith, man. You should buy this house. Let's anoint this house. Let's walk around. And they just start praying where we fell short. And they said, God, we claim this place for you. And as their faith rises, our faith rises. And that week, we felt, well, I think we should maybe even put a stake in the ground, because I think God called us to this place. And this is a good-sized home, and we can have 20 young adults in our house and have food and worship and sing. And I take a wooden stake, and I start hammering it in the front of the house. This is crazy, right? Who puts a piece of wood in the ground in front of their house? You kind of look, are their neighbors watching? And I write Yukulman on the piece of wood, and I hammer it into the ground, and I walk to the back corner of the house, Yukulman, and I hammer it into the ground. Now, that's still okay, right? That's not so crazy. Then my wife shows up, and she says, we should walk 7 times around this house. And it's a triplex, so we have to walk past the neighbor's front window 7 times praying.
Maybe we'll get the other 2 houses too.
Maybe. She trusts for the whole thing. So like, okay, kids, come. We're going to walk around this house 7 times and praise the Lord and just pray. And we start walking 7 times. The kids give up after 2. They're like, you guys are crazy. They go play, and we just leave it. We put in 3 offers on the house, and every time they wanted more, and they wanted more, and they wanted more. And in the end, through God's grace, we got enough down payment. We got the approval from the bank. It was about 4 days left on our banking loan that we had time to do the transfer to our name. And the lawyers were kind of, it's going to be close. And the real estate, it's going to be close. And God came through.
Right,
and we were able to purchase a home. You can't make this up, right? And I wouldn't wish it on anybody. But there's a sweetness about these testimonies that we have to share. So we have joined forces with this church, Hill City, and we have inherited a lot of leaders and a lot of staff and a lot of amazing prayer warriors. Most of that church, they're over 60 years old. They were planted out of Vancouver, out of Glad Tidings back in the day. And a rich history of worship, a rich history of just the prophetic and just God moving. And now there's an amazing promise where we see even for Deanne and her granddad, who was pastoring this church, Hill City, a few years ago. And now her and her husband come together. And when you start seeing these things, it's like, well, I guess me being comfortable, me enjoying my little worship group that I just met, it doesn't really matter, because God has a bigger plan and he's expanding and he's stretching on all ends. It's not just a stretch for us. It's for everybody involved, right? It's for the school. It's for the old guys. It's for the new guys. And we can see how the Lord is in it and how the Lord is asking us all to step up. So last testimony, last story, where I just want to give God the glory is this past Sunday. And me and Yolani were starting the service and we were praying, and on her heart was specifically in Acts 9 where God was moving and they were seeing miracles and wonders and the church grew. And on our hearts this last month, even hearing from Alpha Canada, a testimony of how just people want to see the weird stuff, right? There's a lot of fun groups. There's a lot of charity happening. There's a lot of good food in different places and clubs. But nobody but the church have the presence of God. And nobody but the church has the power of the Holy Spirit to see hearts change, to see healings, to see. And as we're coming into this church service, it's like, yes, why not? We feel this word. We know this is what God wants to expect. And the one quote I really love from this one bishop, a few years back, we prayed for no healings and we saw no healings. And today we pray for healing and we see some healing. And which would you rather do? Would you pray for nothing and see nothing? Or are you actually going to trust that God can do it? And we see healings and miracles. And this Sunday we're praying into that. And Yolani's stirring up the church and we're praying and we're trusting and we give an altar call and we hear people just trusting for God for the impossible to come through. And we have two services after the second service. The whole morning it's on my heart where Deanne, she was in an accident a year ago, a really bad car crash, got injured on her neck, shoulder, and she cannot lift her arm any higher. And she just got news that she needs surgery. It's going to be a long-term recovery with surgery. Not fun. And as we're in the service, I felt continuously, well, what about, can you believe for her? And I'm being reminded of my injury in my shoulder. I was playing rugby, grade 12, and stretched out a hand, and the guy just really forced my arm back, and I tore my shoulder here. Got a surgery, it got better, full function. But about a year ago in Abbotsford, the exact same pain comes back, and I cannot even hold a guitar anymore. And it's like, Lord, what is this? And as I'm in the worship, I go for an MRI, nothing comes out of that, never hurt again. And as I'm in the service, I'm going to trust for healing. And I start raising my hand and raising my hand. And before I know it, my hand is up in the air, full. I'm like, what just happened? God just healed me in the praise, in that worship service. And that morning, after we have this altar call for praise, I want to remind us. And I'm sharing this testimony with the church. And as I finish up from behind, it's like, hold on a second. And Deanne was just behind the stage, and she comes back out, and she's like, it's healed. I can lift up my arm. And in a moment, as we trust, as we just say, we got to take back what we believe God has given us, what he has showed us, what he has faith. And we just going to trust when we pray, God will answer and come through. And in that moment, we just felt how God wants to bless this church and how God wants to encourage us to just trust him and trust for the miracles. Don't pray and forget to check. No, pray and then expect that the miracle will come. So that's the joy I want to bring for you today, that we miss you guys a lot and we think of you a lot. And where's Jeremy and Rowan? There's Jeremy. And we pray for you guys, right? And we know that God is going to still do a wonderful thing in this church and in the nation of Canada because we're still here. So bless you and be encouraged today.
Amen. Thank you. Now, if you're wondering what I'm going to do, I think we should just not rush past this good testimony. And maybe you are, as I was listening to you guys, and I remember many times my brother Brian's been here and sharing about our testimony and how, you know, God, I got this thing all messed up. Sorry. There we go. I think Dan was wearing this thing last. You guys in your big ears. Anyhow, forgive me if it wasn't you. But if you don't say yes to this, you wouldn't be in this. You know what I mean? And we've heard these guys' testimonies so many times and just how God's led them in their life. And I've shared our testimony. But if you don't say yes to whatever, you wouldn't be in the place for the next yes. And it seems like it never stops. It's like, how many times do you think, okay, this is pretty good now. This is fine, Lord. You're amazing. You've done whatever. And then God just sort of takes that tablecloth and sets the table over again. And so I just appreciate you guys sharing your testimony. And what touched me, and you cry baby. I don't want to be a cry baby. Come on. But when you take your kids and you walk around the house 7 times and they don't quite make the 7 times, I don't care what you preach. I don't care what you sing. I don't care. Nothing speaks to life like including your family in the things of God. And the challenges, and I've said it many times, your children pay the price of a move, of a change, of a sacrifice, of selling, whatever it is. But then if they can, at the same time, see the blessing of it, to taste of the good things, we were with you just a few weeks ago, and to see your kids settled and serving God and praying and singing. I see your daughter and I see your son worshiping, and there's nothing else in life that's worth or the equal to that or as good as that. To just, and you know, you say, well, what does that mean for me? Do I have to leave Edmonton? Man, no, you don't. But to say yes to God in whatever He's asking you to say yes to. And I, you know, Brad's word, just of taking back, getting violent. The kingdom suffers violence, and violent men take hold of it, you know, and we can take that theology anywhere you want, but it's like, may we just, I pray this morning that something would be stirred in our hearts to believe for miracles. My knee is fine. We've been sharing these miracles. To believe for the breakthrough, to believe for, you know, maybe you're in a place, and I know we've had a prayer time already, but I'm going to open it up. We're going to pray. I'm going to ask Herman to come and pray. But you feel like there's this challenge to, is this it, Lord? Am I in the right place? I don't even know where to put it. You heard His testimony. I believe the Spirit of God is speaking to us this morning to just say, no, I'm going to take back. I'm going to step into everything that God wants for me. I'm going to believe for miracle. I don't know. I just sense that in my spirit. Is that okay? My preach this morning is on fasting, and I'll bring it another time. And I was preparing that this week, and the snow started to fall. I was kind of like, oh, Lord, it's pretty cold outside there. If I have to start speaking about fasting, and I'm going to get to it, I'll get to it, but not today. Is that okay? But one of the lines that's in my sermon is the kingdom of God. The kingdom is basically God's order breaking into our order, breaking into this world and changing the rhythms. That's what we've been talking about these last weeks, and what did Jesus do, and following Jesus and practicing what he practiced. But the kingdom of God is God's order breaking into our worlds. And sometimes it causes chaos. Sometimes it's guys out there fight it. They resist it. Some it brings amazing change, and for some it brings terrifying change and challenge, and they reject it and they refuse it. But I really believe God's kingdom wants to break into our world, into our service, into our lives, into our families, into our situations. And I'm hoping and praying that their testimony of just saying yes to God, because they said yes to God as young adults and stepped into something. And it was your anniversary today?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the day, right? Today. Just, who would have imagined? We all have this testimony. Who would imagine we'd be where we are? But I'm praying that you'll take courage this morning from their testimony, from what God has been doing in the meeting, to just say, okay, yes, Lord. I don't understand where I'm at. I don't understand stuff. But I'm going to just say yes, and I'm going to trust you. And if you have time, you may not, just to hear their testimony of how God provided for a home, how God provided for their work, how God, like, I get blessed just walking alongside these guys from South Africa. And, you know their story, how they felt called, and then it took 2 years for these guys to get permits and all that stuff, and sell their houses and quit their jobs and come here and get jobs immediately, and just how God's amazing favor, not without price, not without tears, not without battles. And Brad said it in the prayer, and I promise I'll quit. We got to kick the devil. We got to get our voice back. We got to get our prayer back. We've been singing those songs this morning. So I'm going to ask the band to come, please. I'm going to ask, if you're here this morning, and you are here, and you're saying, you're praying for some area, I don't know what it is, work, if it's finance, if it's children, if it's health, if it's just your plan, Lord, what do you want for my life? If it's just because there's a blizzard outside, I don't care. It's like, we're going to take back, we're going to trust God. I don't know what language to even use, but Lord, come and have your way in our lives this morning. That's it. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me. And I'm going to ask Herman and Yolanda to be ready to pray. And our prayer team is ready to pray. And I pray that faith is being stirred up in you. Maybe God's called you into something. Maybe it's to serve in this house. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's just, I don't know what he's speaking to you about. But I'm asking you to stir up your faith in God. There's got to be more. There's more love. There's more passion. There's more serving. There's more ministry. There's more of everything in God. Let's not limit him. Let's allow him to have his way in our lives. And I look out and I see young adults, young men, young women. Did you hear what he said? Sometimes it takes a decision. Marry the girl. Get your life in order. Listen to God. I don't know what he's speaking to you, but I believe he wants to speak to us as a church this morning to encourage, to strengthen. And for those of you who are parents and with kids, hear the testimonies. Hear the testimonies. Bring your kids into the challenges of God, the costs, but also then the blessings of it, that we get to walk in, that we get to see God. But you won't see it until you kick the devil, until you take a step and say, God, I don't even know what this is going to look like, but I'm saying yes to you, and I'm saying I'm going to stand, I'm going to fight, I'm going to do what it's necessary. So that's my call this morning. And I'm going to invite you to come and pray. And if someone comes and prays with you, great. If they don't, you talk to God. And I'm going to ask Herman and Yolani to be free, exercise faith here this morning, and let the prayer team pray. Is that okay? On a snowy day outside, I've said it many times, when it's cold outside, there's warmth inside. And you came all the way here from wherever you came from. Don't miss these last couple of meters to just say, God, I'm going to meet with you this morning. I want an answer this morning. I want to sense your call. I want to hear your voice. Speak to me. Whatever you say, God, I'll say yes today. I'm ready. And I'm sick of the devil. And I'm sick of lies. And I'm sick of depression. And I'm sick of whatever. I don't know where you're at. You say, God, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to go big for Jesus. Amen. I pray that the kingdom, which is God's order, will break into your order, will come into your little plan and stir it up and change it. And I say that with fear and trembling because I know what God does when we say that, when we offer ourselves to Him. But it's the best when we can say yes. Amen. So feel free to come. Come and spend some time here. Let's pray. Let someone pray with you. Take some steps of faith. Grab your husband by the hair if you have to. Drag him up here. I don't care. You've got no hair. That's okay. Grab him by the shirt. Do something. And let God just have His way this morning. That's what I feel for today. And I'm trusting God for it in Jesus' name. So come. Come. Let's pray together.